will lead the resistance, you know, in any effort to attack public education and workers' rights, immigrants' rights.
NYSUD President Karen McGee tells WBFO News the union will be joining forces with the Alliance to Reclaim Our Schools. NYSUD passed a resolution to fight back and protect school children and public education. The union will participate in a National Day of Action, January 19th. The union is also taking a tough stance against Trump's nomination of Betsy DeVos to become the next U.S. Secretary of Education.
I mean, we're talking about a woman who basically has no public education experience, didn't attend public schools, didn't teach in the public schools, didn't send her children to the public schools. She's not a public school parent.
The nomination has been sparking controversy from public educators because DeVos, who comes from a high-powered, wealthy family, has used her family's billions in pushing for charter schools and a voucher system in Michigan.
Well, in Detroit, they underperformed compared to the regular public schools. So what is the real goal here? You know, so I looked at the charter piece because I'm analytical. I went through every piece of what she stands for. So then I moved to the piece about vouchers. Well, in New York, we constantly have the voucher fight. And when we start to look at the siphoning off of taxpayer money from the public schools so that individuals can have choice where they send their children, whether it's private or whether it's a religious school, I support a parent's right to choose, but not on the backs of all the taxpayers.
NYSUD says it will advocate for several issues at next month's Day of Action, including fully funding community schools, limiting standardized testing, and protecting undocumented students who now feel under attack by Trump's proposed immigration policies. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.